ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जन्माद्यस्य यथोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्च तेष्वभिज्ञस्वरात् तेन ब्रह्मवृदाय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमिदां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निवस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि. O my Lord, O Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon Krishna, for he is the absolute truth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. There is a very deep meaning to the word Triyadishwara, found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which indicates that Krishna possesses three different lokas, or natures. The three lokas are Goloka or Gokula, Mathura and Dwaraka. Krishna lives eternally in these three places. These three places are full of internal potencies, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is their sole proprietor. When the jewels on the helmets of all the predominating deities of all the universes and Vaikuntha planets touched the throne and thus the lotus feet of the Lord, when those deities all offered obeisances, and when the gems on the helmets of all the predominating deities collided before the throne and the Lord's lotus feet, there was a jingling sound which seemed like prayers offered by the helmets at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna is thus situated eternally in his spiritual potency, and the opulence of that spiritual potency is called Shuddha Aishvarya, indicating the six kinds of opulences. Because he possesses the spiritual potencies which fulfill all his desires, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the Vedic version. The unlimited potencies of Krishna are just like an ocean of nectar. Since one cannot bathe within that ocean, Lord Chaitanya touches only a drop of it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus describing the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love, and he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency, Lord Krishna manifested a form just suitable for his pastimes in this material world. This form was wonderful even for him, and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Its limbs were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his body. Lord Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes of a human being are the best. His form as a human being is the supreme transcendental form. In this form, he is a cowherd boy. He carries a flute in his hand, and his youth is new. He is also an expert dancer. All this is just suitable for his pastimes as a human being. My dear Sanatan, the sweet, attractive, transcendental form of Krishna is so nice. Just try to understand it. Even a fractional understanding of Krishna's beauty can merge all the three worlds in an ocean of love. He attracts all living entities within the three worlds. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The transcendental form of Krishna is shown to the world by Lord Krishna's internal spiritual energy, and that is a transformation of pure goodness. This jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the pure devotees. This form is manifested from Krishna's eternal pastimes. The wonderful form of Krishna in his personal feature is so great that it attracts even Krishna to taste his own association. Indeed, Krishna becomes very eager to taste it. Total beauty, knowledge, wealth, strength, fame, and renunciation are his six opulences. He is eternally situated in those opulences. Ornaments caress that body, but the transcendental body of Krishna is so beautiful that it beautifies the ornaments he wears. Therefore, Krishna's body is said to be the ornament of all ornaments. Enhancing the wonderful beauty of Krishna is his three-curved style of standing. Above all these beautiful features, Krishna's eyes dance and move obliquely, acting like arrows to pierce the minds of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And when the arrow succeeds in hitting its target, their minds become agitated. The beauty of Krishna's body is so attractive that it attracts not only the demigods and other living entities within this material world, but it attracts the personalities of the spiritual sky as well, including all the innumerable Narayans, who are expansions of Krishna's personality. The minds of the Narayans are thus attracted by the beauty of Krishna's body. In addition, the goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis, who are the wives of Narayans, and are the women described in the Vedas as most chaste, are also attracted by the wonderful beauty of Krishna. Favoring the gopis, Krishna rides on the chariots of their minds, and just to receive loving service from them, he attracts their minds like Cupid. Therefore, he is also called Madan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. Cupid has 5 arrows, representing form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. Krishna is the owner of these 5 arrows, and with his Cupid-like beauty, he conquers the minds of the gopis, though they are very proud of their super-excellent beauty. Becoming a new Cupid, Krishna attracts their minds and engages in the rasa dance.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When Lord Krishna wanders in the forest of Vrindavan, along with his friends who are on an equal level with him, there are innumerable cows grazing. This is yet another of the Lord's blissful enjoyments. When he plays on his flute, all living entities, including trees, plants, animals, and human beings, tremble and are saturated with jubilation. Tears flow constantly from their eyes. Krishna wears a pearl necklace that appears like a chain of white ducks around his neck. The peacock feather in his hair appears like a rainbow, and his yellow garments appear like lightning in the sky. Krishna appears like a newly risen cloud, and the gopis appear like newly grown grains in the field. Constant rains of nectarian pastimes fall upon these newly grown grains, and it seems that the gopis are receiving beams of life from Krishna, exactly as grains receive life from rain. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is full in all 6 opulences, including his attractive beauty, which engages him in conjugal love with the gopis. Such sweetness is the quintessence of his qualities. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, has described these pastimes of Krishna throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing the descriptions, the devotees become mad with love of God.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Just as the women of Mathura ecstatically describe the fortune of the gopis of Vrindavan and the transcendental qualities of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the different mellows of Krishna and became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Grasping the hand of Sanatan Goswami, he recited the following verse. What austerities must the gopis have performed? With their eyes they always drink the nectar of the form of Lord Krishna, which is the essence of loveliness, and which is not to be equaled or surpassed. That loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame, and opulence. It is self-perfect, ever-fresh, and unique. The bodily beauty of Sri Krishna is like a wave in the ocean of eternal youth. In that great ocean is the whirlpool of the awakening of ecstatic love. The vibration of Krishna's flute is like a whirlwind, and the flickering minds of the gopis are like straws and dry leaves. After they fall down in the whirlwind, they never rise again, but remain eternally at the lotus feet of Krishna. O my dear friend, what severe austerities have the gopis performed to drink Krishna's transcendental beauty and sweetness? Through their eyes, in complete fulfillment, thus they glorify their births, bodies, and minds. The sweetness of Krishna's beauty enjoyed by the gopis is unparalleled. Nothing is equal to or greater than such ecstatic sweetness. Even the predominating deities of the Vaikuntha planets, the Narayans, do not possess such sweetness. Indeed, none of the incarnations of Krishna up to Narayan possess such transcendental beauty. The vivid evidence in this regard is that the dearest consort of Narayan, the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by all chaste women, gave up everything in her desire to enjoy Krishna, being captivated by his unparalleled sweetness. Thus, she took a great vow and underwent severe austerities.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokul, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who was ultimately caught, to that Supreme Lord, everyone say, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick. And as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To that Supreme Lord, who is bound with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokul in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayan in Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To that Supreme Lord, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me. But may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvra, who were cursed to stand as trees. And you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe, which was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, and which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda, to this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.